The children of the kingdom are shown as Israel who awaits for their Messiah, Jesus Christ. All unbelievers who reject the gift of Christ will be excluded from entrance into Christ's eternal kingdom of God. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6. Those chosen Jewish people before Christ's time on earth are redeemed by his blood that removes their sins. Christ spoke of his chosen people, the nation of Israel, saying that while he is rejected by those who do not accept God's new covenant, they indeed will be deceived by a false Messiah in the future. Christ speaking, I come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. John 5, verse 43. Christ shows that forces of evil are apparent through deception and swindling the truth, attempting to deter his message of the new covenant. Quoting Christ, the thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God, those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. End quote. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Quoting Christ, it is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. End quote. John 10, verse 10, Luke 8, verse 11 through 12, Hebrews 4, verse 2, John 6, verse 63. Christ spoke of John the Baptist, stating his work of the religious reformation to the new covenant was compared as among the best. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of the women there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Matthew 11, verse 11.